7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Anon Radio. Oh, it's 1930 UTC. That means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, of which I am the chairman. My name is Tobe, and I'm getting out of my car here at Herrenhaven on a windy day. It wasn't this windy a few minutes ago, but the wind has picked up something fierce. I wonder if we're going to have some thunderstorms or something of that nature. Because I got to tell you, it is overcast. Completely and utterly overcast. And it is cool. It is not even 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It's probably about 58. And it is breezy, windy. And I've got my sweatshirt on, but I'm still wearing my shorts. I'm not sure how that totally worked out, but my legs aren't all that cold, so I guess I'm not going to worry about it. I see something moving over there. No, just the wind. Okay, so I'm walking around the dragonfly pond. The water level is still a little bit higher than usual, thanks to all the rains lately. And I'm looking up in the sky, I'm wondering if it's gonna rain. Maybe. It doesn't smell like rain, but who knows. Okay, so here I am, walking through the forest. Wondering what we're gonna find out here today. Oh, and I just remembered I need to go to the store to get some sugar. Should I have done that first? Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. What store do I want to go to? I don't know. And it's starting to look a little bit more like autumn around here. Leaves are turning yellow and other colors. And they're falling on the ground. So that's good. Oh, I gotta stretch my back out. I slept sort of weird, but not necessarily bad. It was just weird sleep, not bad sleep. But I am glad that I got to see my F1 race last night in its entirety, and my cable did not crap out again. But I did have some difficulty getting out of my house today. Well, not necessarily out of my house, but out of my neighborhood, thanks to all the construction. All right, we're going to walk through the cut now. And we're going to take a look out here onto the Mulhall's property. And see if any of our Mahtis are out here grazing as they have been for the last few days. Oh! Well, we got some buddies out here, that's for sure. But I don't see any marmots yet. I'm still creeping up here. Where's my Mahts? No, don't see any Mahts. But I'll tell you what I do see. I see geese. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. There's about 20 geese out there. And they're walking around in the temporary pond, which is still in full effect. And so we got about half of them waddling around in the pond. And we've got half of them just, you know, sort of grazing around the edges of the temporary pond here at Mulhall's. I'm John Mulhall. So that's nice. About 20 geese. Maybe two dozen. Maybe more than that. Wait, is that the sun coming out? I hope the sun doesn't come out. I didn't bring my sunglasses. That's okay. So I'm turning around and I'm walking back into Heron Haven. And I'm afraid to go out onto the boardwalk because it'll be so windy. But we're going to do it anyway. Because I'm wondering if there's any geese out on the water. You know, why are the geese choosing to hang out in this dorky little pond that's only about 6 inches or 15 centimeters deep? I don't think they can even swim in it, but they're standing around in it. Why would they choose that little makeshift pond over the big, massive water that is Heron Haven? And I can tell you right now, it's probably because of the duckweed. But with this wind, I wouldn't think there would be all that much duckweed still on the surface. So we might have some mysterious goose behavior. We'll know in a minute. As I work my way up the path to the boardwalk, looking at all the cattails, they look so nice. And onto the boardwalk we go, heading out over the water. Here comes the wind. And yeah, there's nothing going on out here. All the duckweed is weird. There's lots of open water because the wind is blowing duckweed, and I think some of this duckweed might be dying off. I wonder how cold it got last night. There's no ducks or geese out on the open water here, and there's plenty of open water. I don't know why those geese are over there trying to swim in a 6-inch deep pond when they could be out here in the big water swimming around doing goosey stuff, but no. So anyway, I'm kind of walking out the boardwalk a little bit. Oh, I think I see a snapper shell over there. Oh, I do. I don't believe it. There's a snapper over there. He's so snappy. He's just this big old lump. And here comes some geese flying over. 7 geese have left Mulhall's property and are heading over to Heflinger Park, apparently. Nope, they're turning. All right, I'm halfway out the boardwalk. Looks like we're going to go all the way out today. If we come out here further, we can get a little bit closer to that snapper. Hi, snapper. Yeah, that's a big snapper. Yeah, it's probably a kula. It looks like a kula from here, but it's a little bit hard to see. And no heads poking up or anything, just a carapace breaking the surface of the water. And now I'm at the end of the boardwalk, looking out over everything. I see no dudes. I'm seeing a lot of froggy and fishy ripples in the water. And there's walnuts in the water, floating. But as I scan the rim of the lake, I see no herons. I see no ducks. And I see no geese. Oh, and now that I'm turning around and looking, our snapper is moving. He kind of dove a little bit there, and he's hiding under a log. He's checking out what's under that log. Okay, so that was cool. We see one snapper. I like snapper. Snappers are good. But there's nothing else going on out here at all. I can hear the occasional honk from the geese over there in the Mulhall's property. And why do I think I taste soap in the air? Huh. That's really strange, but you know, whatever. It's not like I can't cope with really strange. No problemo. So I don't know why I'm tasting soap. Anyway. So I'm walking off the boardwalk here. Probably just in time because it sounds like the wind is kicking back up. And some leaves are falling out of the trees. I'm looking around. I'm scanning for mushrooms and stuff. Alright, here we are back at the sub pond. Now the sub pond, it's pretty much still covered in duckweed. Like 99% duckweed. So that's interesting. They're not going to get any goosers landing in there. Walnuts, walnuts. Everywhere I step, I'm either stepping on a walnut or I'm kicking a walnut. Alright, so over the land bridge we go. And we'll be able to look down into the billabong here in a second. What's happening here? Nothing on this end, it doesn't look like. The only difference is there's not as much duckweed in the billabong anymore. Mostly open water. And I would say, I can't really see the back from here. But the billabong has been reduced to at least 50% duckweed. Possibly less. There's a squawky bird up here squawking at me. Yeah. Bird business. Honk, honk, honk. And I just kicked a rock into my shoe. Birdies. Here's those golf ball mushrooms. They're all opening up. That's nice. We'll walk into the blind here, the wall blind here. Yeah, and all the duckweed back here is starting to flake out. So I would say that the billabong is really at about, 12.5% duckweed, or 1/8 its entire surface area. There's nobody back here. There's no ducks back here, no herons, no nothing, no scratties. And I just realized, hey, I'm wearing my sweatshirt. Guess what's in my sweatshirt pocket? Because that's what everybody needs. Yeah, some lovely hamburger mushrooms, hamburger bun mushrooms that used to be golf ball mushrooms, and we're walking around Frog Harbor here. All duckweed. Frog Harbor is one little sort of finger of the sub pond. Are there any frogs down there today? It's a little cool for frogs. Yeah, there's a froggy. There's a bunch of frogs down there. There's always frogs in Frog Harbor. If there wasn't, it wouldn't be called Frog Harbor, now would it? No, it would not. So I'm walking along the path here. Kicking walnuts. And shuffling through the leaves. Somebody's taking soil samples. Every once in a while there's these little core holes that are cut out of the dirt. Alright, whatever. Ow! Ow! I just stepped on a walnut and rolled my ankle a little bit. Okay, that was medium painful. Jeez, alright, it's going away though. Okay, I'm good. Oh, those injurious walnuts. The walnuts are out to kill me. And they can be very painful. Whether you step on them, or a squirrel drops them on you, walnuts can injure. So take heed of this warning that you're hearing exclusively on the Dubious Goals Committee. As I stand here on the footbridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond, I don't see anything. No ducks, no dudes, probably some frogs down there. Oh, and there's a squirrel in the tree. I think he's trying to get into position to drop walnuts on me. Ow! I just stepped on another walnut. Kicking walnuts as I walk down the path because there's just that many. Oh, let's go down here and see what's happening in the big blind. I wonder if we'll have any action out here today. It's been kind of slow out here. Where's my ducks? Where's my geezers? Where's my herons today? Oh, wow, okay. On the new log, we have one wood duck. He's looking very nice. Over in the delta, we have five ducks. I can't tell what they are from here, what kind of ducks they are. But that's it. Oh, now that one wood duck on the log, he took umbrage at my presence, and he has flown away. Flown around the other side of Goose Island, and he landed in some open water clear on the other side of the pond. Yeah, so nothing. Nothing but nothing. I'm searching. I'm looking around. I'm checking all the heron perches. I'm checking all of the interesting spots. There's no herons. There's no dudes. There's no dudes out here today. Must be the weather. I don't know. Oh, yeah, those ducks over in the delta, they're mallards. There's one male and four females. And I'm still looking for herons, and I'm not finding any. No dudes. No exciting dudes out here today. Just a couple quackers. And right above me, up in a tree, is a squirrel grinding on a walnut. See, the thing you need to know about squirrels and walnuts is if you hear the grindy sound, if you've got a squirrel grinding a walnut down, you don't have to worry. He's not going to drop it on you. And that's fine. And even if he did, that's the walnut kernel, the inside, and that won't do as much damage as a walnut with its, you know, husk on it still. You know, a walnut, here's one right here, let's pick it up. Yeah, this walnut is the size of a golf ball, and it still has its green husk on it. And how heavy is this? Oh, I don't know. It's, I'm throwing it into the water. It's got enough mass that you're going to feel it when it lands on your head. And what the squirrels do is they first have to find the walnut, then they have to carry it up into a tree or somewhere, and then they husk it. And if you're... Why do I taste soap again? If you're an observant fellow like me, you can find these spots where squirrels have husked their walnuts. They often like to sit on, you know, the stair railings or some of the safety railings around the ponds here at Heron Haven. And they'll sit there and they'll husk the walnut there, and you can see the walnut husks just sitting there. And then they take the nut and they climb up into the tree and then start grinding through its shell to get to the yummy goodness inside. So if you hear a squirrel grinding, it means he's already close enough to the goal that he's not going to waste his walnut by dropping it on you. He's already gone through the work of husking it, and now he's, you know, grinding. So generally speaking, they're not going to drop that good stuff on you. And even if they do, you're down to a quarter of the mass of the walnut than when it was, you know, whole. So it doesn't hurt. However, if you get an obnoxious squirrel who has managed to find himself a nice green walnut with its husk still on it, maybe this squirrel is actually in a walnut tree, and if he hasn't gone to any effort to husk the walnut, that's when you're in danger of them dropping it on you, because then it's not food yet, it's a weapon. I'm back in the wall blind. I'm overlooking the back of the billabong. I was hoping to see our muskrat today, but no scratties. Seems to me like we've been seeing that scratty on overcast and rainy days. So I was hoping we would see him, but no. So, if you are walking through the forest and you hear the squirrel grinding sound above you, you're probably safe. That squirrel's not gonna drop his walnut on you because he's too busy enjoying it. However, if you're walking through the forest and you see walnuts on the ground and you hear a squirrel chattering above you, then you need to be worried. And you need to be looking up, and you need to be looking for radical squirrels and their weaponized walnuts. Because they will drop them on you. And they think it's funny as hell. It's a pretty funny game to drop walnuts on human beings if you're a squirrel. Hey, the sun came out again, sort of. I'm in direct sun and I don't feel like complaining about it. So instead, I'm going to walk through the cut here again, take a look out at the Mulhall's property, and see if there's any matis. Are our geese still out here? Oh, a lot of them have left. Most of them have left. There are only 3 geese left in the temporary pond. One is just sort of sitting in the middle, or he might be standing. It's hard to tell if he's floating or not. There's one standing around the edge, and there's one kind of dipping his beak in the water. But no scrats. I mean, well, obviously no scrats, but no matis either. No mats. No mats today. All right, well, I guess we can't see mats every day. Not when we're trying to avoid being walnut bombed by squirrels, by radical squirrel factions armed with improvised walnut bombs, dropping them from heights of up to 40 feet, which is about 13 meters. If you're keeping track of the metric at home. That's what I'm doing now. I'm walking through this part of the forest looking up. looking up for any angry squirrels seeking revenge on me for, I don't know, what crimes have I ever committed against squirrels? None. But you never know with squirrels, they have tiny, tiny brains. You got no idea what they're thinking about. You got no idea what they could be plotting. Yeah, this is a dangerous area right here. That's a walnut tree. There could be squirrels in that tree just waiting for people to walk under. It happens more often than you think. Frankly, I think they should post signs. Beware of walnuts falling out of the trees. But then again, you can't warn all the people about all the dangers all the time. And you know, sometimes people just need to have walnuts dropped on their heads by squirrels. You know, now that I'm out of the forest, I'm going to walk up here to the bocage. See if there's anything going on back here. We got some wind. It's windy up here. Now see this stump? See all this stuff on the stump? That's a walnut husk. There's been a squirrel sitting here husking a walnut. And then he'll go somewhere else and he'll grind it. Hey, I see some golf balls down there. And I mean actual golf balls, not the golf ball-shaped mushrooms. Remember, we are across the street from a golf course. I could throw a walnut and hit the golf course from here, if I was so inclined. But I'm going to leave these walnuts here in case the squirrelies want to get them. And give them a chomp. Because that's what squirrelies like to eat around here. They sure like their walnuts. In my neighborhood, squirrels like to eat corn. Dent corn. Okay, so here we are back at the shed, looking underneath. There's no matis under there. There's too many leaves and detritus around there. So we know there's no matis underneath there. No matis. No matis today. Not gonna find any marmots. It's a bit too windy. Walking along the side of the building. And here I am back at my car. Should we look for praying mantises for a minute? Or is it too windy? Sun's coming out. I'm going to check this butterfly bush. Do I see any mantises real quick right off the bat here? No, I don't. What about this other bush? This is where I've been seeing them more often. Yep, there's one. I saw him a mile away. He's very nice. So we've got one mantis today. What else did we see? Five ducks. Woohoo. And some squirrels who are trying to bomb us with walnuts. Only one mantis? I'm still looking. I guess that's all we're going to get today, mantis-wise. There's probably some more in there, but it's time for me to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day after that, because this is where the action is. Anon Radio. I'm back to my car. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.